You're on the record.
Good afternoon. Today is May 20th, 2025. It's approximately 2 p.m. And we're here for hearings office case number 1250086. And the appellant is Ann Marshall. My name is hearings officer Nancy Hockman. This hearing is being held via the Zoom teleconference platform, and it's being recorded by audio only. The recording will be uploaded to the city's website for those who wish to hear it at a later time. Ms. Marshall, did you have an opportunity to read your statement of rights about the hearing?
Exhibit 6? Yes, I did.
And do you have any questions about your rights for the hearing?
I did not have any questions about my rights.
Again, my name is hearings officer Nancy Hockman. I'm a neutral decision maker. I am a city employee, but I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation or for parking enforcement. The hearings officers are charged with independently reviewing decisions of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. My role is to review the evidence, which includes relevant documents and oral testimony, in order to decide the case. And my authority is limited. The only decision I can make is whether or not the tow is valid. The rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met, and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And please note that the appeal of a ticket or citation must be done through the court and not in this hearing. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court. We don't use the rules of evidence, and the decision's made by what's called a preponderance of the evidence, which means the person has to prove their case by slightly over 50%. And I see that somebody else has joined the hearing, so at this point I'm going to ask each of you to please state and spell your full name for the record, starting with you, the appellant, Ms. Marshall.
My name is Ann Marshall, A-N-N-E-M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L.
And I'm not quite sure why you're having feedback, but I think the recording will capture what you said. Okay. And I'll ask the other person to unmute themselves and please state and spell their full name. And if you work for the city, let us know your position with the city.
My name is Michael Malinsky. I'm a parking code enforcement officer for the city of Portland. My name is spelled M-I-C-H-A-E-L-M-O-L-I-N-S-K-Y.
Thank you. This hearing was bifurcated, which means that I did split the hearing into two because there was an issue of ownership of the vehicle, and I issued an order that said that Ms. Marshall had to either bring something showing that she has an ownership interest in the vehicle or has permission from the owner to represent the owner at the hearing. And at the records, I'm looking at Exhibit 3, I believe, which is a document about the tow, says that Esther Rena Brown is the owner. Is that correct, Ms. Marshall? And you're muted.
No, that's not correct. I'm the owner of the vehicle. I still have a car loan on my vehicle, but I'm the owner of the vehicle, and I did not.
Let me just reopen that exhibit. Maybe I'm thinking of another case. Give me a second. I take it back. I'm looking at Exhibit 3, and you are the owner. So now we'll move on to the balance of the case. So we'll go to the exhibits, and we have Exhibits 1 through 10 that have been uploaded to the case management system. And Mr. Malinsky, do you have any objection to me using any of Exhibits 1 through 10 in making my decision?
No, I do not.
And Ms. Marshall, any objection to me using any of Exhibits 1 through 7 in making my decision?
No, I do not.
So those are admitted into the record. And now I'll ask each of you to please raise your right hand to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth? If you agree, please say so, starting with Ms. Marshall.
I do.
And Officer Malinsky?
I do.
Thank you. Okay, we'll start with Ms. Marshall, the appellant. Please tell me why the parking enforcement officer did not follow the rules when they ordered the tow of your vehicle, or why the tow is otherwise invalid.
Yeah, I feel that the tow is invalid because when I originally parked there, there were three car spaces present. There was a car parked immediately in front of me that was immediately next to the sign that's in these photos as in front of my car. I presume the no parking space was reserved for that individual car space, and it says for this space. And then there was the car parked immediately behind where I parked, which was right next to the sign that's kind of on the like pull out sign. And it was pointing to, in my understanding, the car that was already parked there. So I was under the impression that there were three car spaces, there were two reserved spots, and I was parking in the non-reserved spot in between.
And thank you. I didn't quite catch what you said about the third space and the third car. So can you just repeat that?
Yeah, so sorry. I'm at work. I probably have a lot of feedback. But the third space, there was a car parked behind me that the sign to me appeared to be pointing to that car. In the photo that I uploaded, it's a little bit out of frame, but you can see the same thing that as what I interpreted. So to me, the arrow appeared to be pointing to a car that was already parked. And so I interpreted the two signs as marking those two spaces where two cars were already present. And then I parked in a spot that appeared unmarked to me. And then in the photos provided also by the officer, you can see that there's an open space in front of me that's immediately next to that no parking sign.
And I'm turning to your photos, which are in Exhibit 1. So I just turned it right side up. So in your photo, I see a sign on the right or far ahead where cars are parked. And then there's a red vehicle. And then there's a big space. And then there's a yellow horse and another sign on it. So where were you parked in relation to those two signs in the photo?
Let me just pull up the picture for my reference. Sorry, I'm just pulling up the picture for my reference. I was parked. So in this, I was parked in, I don't know if you can see the sign that says good dog. I was parked immediately next to that sign.
I do see the dog. Okay.
Yeah, I was parked immediately next to the good dog sign.
Thank you. I have no other questions. Officer Malinsky, do you have any questions for the appellant based on her testimony?
No, I do not.
Okay. So now we'll go to the city's testimony, and please go ahead, Officer Malinsky.
Your Honor, I believe the tow was valid. If you can refer to my photos, and I'm going to give you the timestamp information because two of them were taken at a slightly earlier point because there were two vehicles initially parked in the reserve zone. One of them was parked in front of the appellant's vehicle, and then it was the appellant's vehicle.
You're going in and out a little bit, but I've opened Exhibit 9, which is six pages of your photos.
Yeah, that would be my citation photos, I believe.
Okay.
So if you look at the time stamped 8:29 and 24 seconds a.m.
Okay, give me a second to get there. Wait, sir,
sure.
Just give me a second to get there.
Yeah, no problem. Just let me know when you're there.
Yeah. Okay. So for the appellant, that's page 5 on Exhibit 9. Okay, please go ahead.
So if you see, the appellant's vehicle is directly to the left of the fold-out A-board reserve zone sign that was placed by the city there. If you go to the photo timestamps 8:29 and 33 seconds, that shows a close-up of that arrow on that same barricade that is pointing to the left, which is pointing directly at the appellant's car. I think perhaps there was a misunderstanding about which direction the arrows were pointing, because the third space that the appellant is mentioning was not part of the reserve zone. There were two spaces. There was the space that the appellant's vehicle was occupying, and then there was the space that was directly in front of the appellant's vehicle. There was another vehicle there when I arrived on the scene, so I did take these two photos slightly earlier. I did issue this first vehicle a citation, but it did move, which is why the appellant's vehicle was the only vehicle that was towed. But if you do see the sign behind the appellant's vehicle in that photo, timestamp 8:29:24, it is to what would be the east of her vehicle, and it is pointing west directly into the space where she's parked.
Give me a second to catch up on my notes here. And hers is the gray car?
Hers is the GPS. Now, the gray car is a Miata. That vehicle left.
Okay.
And we sighted it.
So give me a second here. So I'm looking at the photo, 82924, and I see 769 is the plate. Is that the vehicle you're talking about?
769 Whiskey Zebra. Yes, that's the appellant's vehicle. And then if you go down to the timestamp,
I'm sorry, did you want to tell me anything about the photos before that, the ones taken at 8:31?
Those were just taken from the rear of the appellant's vehicle toward the sign that was to the west of the appellant's vehicle. The vehicle that was parked in front of her that did receive a citation, it had left at that point. So there was just the one vehicle, the appellant's vehicle left, and I took photos of the sign that was in front of, or rather to the west of the appellant's vehicle, pointing eastwards towards the reserved space in answer to this A-board sign that was behind her vehicle pointing west into the reserve space. Those kind of acted as bookends, indicating
okay.
The beginning and end of the reserve zone, and the space in between them was the reserve zone.
So if we look at 83139, which is on page 2, the appellant's vehicle is the one closest to us at the bottom of the photo?
83139? No, that is not the appellant's vehicle.
Okay.
That is a vehicle that is completely unrelated.
Okay, so is her vehicle in that space there, 83139?
That's the front of her vehicle that you can see at the bottom left of the frame.
Yeah, that's what I was asking about, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were talking about the vehicle further down the street when you said
right.
The gray vehicle. I interpreted
I see.
It as the one that's more center,
okay.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's affirmative, that is her vehicle.
Okay, and I have one more question, and we'll go to the appellant's questions. If I look close at the close-up of the signs, it says all of the metered hours pay to park. I think it says 20 feet. How big is one parking space? You said there were two parking spaces in...
20 feet. That's why the one behind her pointing directly into to the space where her vehicle was parked is for that 20 feet, and then there was a second space that was one space west of that, and that sign that was on the pole was posted to indicate that 20 feet. So it was 40 feet between the two signs to the two reserved spots that the permittee had that day.
Okay. And Ms. Marshall, questions for the officer based on his testimony?
I don't have questions for the officer.
So now is the time for anybody to add any last thing they'd like to say. Ms. Marshall, anything else to add?
Actually, I do have one question. I'm confused why the sign wouldn't have been placed at the start of the parking space, like they generally are in this area. I live in this area and I see that often. There's no way for me to see that sign until I've already parked anyway, since it would have been behind my vehicle. And the only other comment I have is at the time I interpreted that sign as the space behind, since when I pulled up the evening before, it was pointing, the sign to me was pointing directly at a vehicle. That's all.
Okay. It was pointing at a vehicle?
Correct.
And
at the time that...
Which vehicle was it pointing to?
The vehicle is not in the photos because it was the evening before, but there was a vehicle parked immediately behind me, and the arrow at that time was pointing directly at their passenger side wheel, which is why passenger front wheel, which is why I interpreted it that way.
Give me one second, because before I go back to Mr. Molinsky, I want to look back at the photos for seconds. Thank you. Mr. Molinsky, anything else to add or ask?
No, not at all.
Well, thank you both for appearing today. I appreciate the time and effort you put into it. I'm not going to be making my decision today. On the record, I'll be issuing a written decision, which will be emailed to you. And if you think my decision's wrong, you have the right to appeal to the Multnomah County Circuit Court, and information about that will be included in my decision. Thank you. This will conclude the hearing and go off the record.